Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by the Anchor Convenience Store, Simmons Bank, Texas County Memorial Hospital, Current Incorporated, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, Mountain View Lumber Company, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Greg's Body Shop, Shelter Insurance Agent Andrea McNew, Heart City Mountain View Auto Parts, Roughwood Market, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC. Video live stream for tonight brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare. It's Liberty Eagles football on the Fox 96.9.
By the Bulldog Marching Pride Band, as we get ready for some Friday night high school football on the Fox 96.9. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing and running the camera for the live video stream, Ricky Smith. And the Eagles are on the road at Kabul and looking to finally get back in the win column after last Friday night's whooping the Panthers put on the Liberty Eagles. So we'll see kind of what they've got in store. Now it's a pink out game for the Bulldogs, yep, which is always cool for, you know, fighting breast cancer and breast cancer awareness research. All the proceeds are going towards that. So Bulldogs are out on the field right now at midfield gathering up. Looking at the starters for the Kabul Bulldogs, number 11, Briley Honeycutt, 12, Josiah Leonard, 22, Stephen Skiles, number 40, Riley Ryerson, 44, Justin Moore, 54 on the line for the Bulldogs, Lucas Hong, 59, Nathan Long, 62 will be Wyatt McKinley, 68, Braylon Haywood, and the tight end, 81, will be Quentin Green. Liberty Eagles, we'll see the usual suspects. Liberty plays, you know, about 19-20 every Friday night. We'll see number one, Kyle Roberts, number two, Parker Toon, number three, Eddie Rodriguez, number five, Reed Toon, number six, Paxton Hunter, number eight, Titus Jester, number nine, Jasper Melby, number 10, Jaron Rutledge, 19, Roger Hafner, 25, Wyatt Cox, 50 will be Hayden Oziah, 52, Tucker Thomas, 53, Matthew Brooks, 55, Matt Bouchon, 56, Brian Thompson, 58, Preston Smothers, 59, Caden Day Garner, 70, Tyler Glasscock, 79, Lucas Carl, and number 15, Sawyer Morris. So, week 7 and SCA play. The Bulldogs, they got one win on the year. Liberty has fallen to 4-2, I believe.
Yep. Yeah, Liberty looking to get back in the win column here tonight. Kind of right the ship a little bit and finish out the regular season and the rest of the conference. Schedule here strong.
Well, fighting.
Just kind of, you know, want to get some things in place here for the district run.
Yeah, that's, you know, everything now, the conference is out of grasp.
Yeah, so just.
That went out the window Friday night. But, you know, now it's all about positioning yourself for that district tournament. Liberty sets in the two seed right now. Catholic sets at number one, Liberty number two, Fairgrove at number 3, and Ava is setting at number 4. Willow Springs, number 5, and then what is it, Forsyth?
Yeah.
Is number 6, and Houston is setting at number 7. So, you know, that's try to get things on track, and you know, Liberty, just my opinion, they got to come up with an identity. You know, I mean, you can be balanced and all that, you know, but you've got to have an identity. You've got to have something you can hang your hat on, and Liberty Eagles are, you know, they're just kind of searching for that right now. So,
yeah. So it goes Catholic, Liberty, Fairgrove, Ava, Willow, Forsyth, Houston.
So, yep, I had it.
You had it.
Nailed it. And that can change, you know. Five points.
Yeah, about 4.5 points apart between us. And
I don't think Liberty can catch.
I don't either. I mean, they really got to stub their toe here.
Yeah.
In the next 3 weeks.
I think Catholic, I don't know if they've played clever or not yet, but still, that would just be one loss. And
yeah.
I think the best Liberty can do realistically in the district is that 2 spot.
Yep. I'd say we're sitting right where we're going to finish, which, I mean, it's still going to give us a home field advantage the first round.
Right.
And probably the second round.
If there's an upset somewhere, yeah, you know, could possibly.
So, I mean, you could, realistically, I mean, we could look at 4 home games in a row here the next 4 weeks.
A lot of football to be played. Liberty tonight. They're in the white jerseys and navy blue pants. Bulldogs are in their traditional blue and white. Eagles, I'm curious, just kind of call it like it is. I think Liberty will be able to do whatever they want tonight. I mean, so, you know, you can't get, just see how crisp Liberty is. You know, that's, I really don't know what we can gauge off this game. You know, penalties, I would let you know.
Yeah, I want to see a clean game,
extra points, you know, things like that.
Yeah, and just in work on, man, I say work, you know, at least get some positive outlook on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, and the line of scrimmage, I don't know of any, I mean, Mountain Grove, they just owned Liberty, you know, the line of scrimmage.
And I think we were kind of in shock because we hadn't been treated like that all year.
No. And, you know, the thing about it, we get the possession first, and you and I talked earlier, and, you know, Liberty goes 3 and out, and Mount Grove has a long drive. They score, and then Liberty defense kind of contains them. Liberty scores, and it was almost like, you know, it's like, okay, it's a ball game. 7-6, it's a ball game. And then that kickoff return
just –
and
it gutted us.
It did. And, well, it gave Mountain Grove so much momentum, so much juice, and they just kept falling off and just blasting Liberty.
And it wasn't quick hitters. It was 80-yard drive, 73-yard drive.
Yep.
68-yard drive. I mean, it was just so – I mean, it's just soul-crushing because it takes – all the momentum, it takes all the air out of the ball for on the Liberty side.
Yeah,
because you spend over half that quarter playing defense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the third quarter, Liberty had it one time.
One possession and one play.
Yeah. And then
the quarter, because we got one play, and then we started at second down in the fourth quarter.
So it's, you know, I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, Liberty can kind of fine-tune, you know. Getting those plays in quicker, getting the offense to run more streamlined, you know, having more time for your quarterback to look over, you know, once the play's in, to look over the defense, do that little pre-snap scan instead of, you know, crap, we got 2 seconds, snap it, you know, and you don't your quarterback really doesn't have any time to look and see what's coming at him.
Yeah. Looked like Kabul won the toss, and they elected to defer. So Liberty will get the ball first again tonight. That's 2 weeks in a row. We hadn't started on offense.
Well,
last week.
The Bulldogs, you know, I mean, they're young. They're very few in numbers. And we shall see. But I don't think Liberty should have too much trouble tonight. We'll see.
And, you know, it kind of depends on how they go about it. You know, do you work on some things that you haven't shown yet, or do you go back and just kind of try to get through this week with a win and move on? And
I would not suspect Liberty's really going to show anything. You know, I would say just work on basics. Just work on basics. Run the football. You know, get kind of establish that, or whatever, you know, Liberty's going to try and hang their hat on. But I would think, you know, running the football is where Liberty probably is going to have their best luck. And it's going to be a kickoff. So Bulldogs spotted up in the middle of their 40-yard line. We got Melby in the backfield, ready to receive. It's an angling kick. It's going to be, I think, caught by Cox. Cox takes it middle of the field, breaks a tackle. He's got some blockers, and he's brought down in Kabul Bulldog territory at the, what is that? It's going to be about the 36.
I don't know. Where'd they mark him at? Yeah, right there, about 36.
Well, 44. Is going to be the question now.
I think that's Cox's jersey number tonight.
Okay, well, first and 10, Liberty. And
looks like Graham Toon coming in to start the quarterback.
Yep, Graham Toon will be the quarterback working out the shotgun. Spotted to the right of him, tailback, Jaron Rutledge. Takes a snap, quick pass, finds it. Now a toss, little hook and ladder. And that was to Bouchon. Pass was caught at the, what, you know, about a yard past the line of scrimmage, and then a little hook and ladder. So Graham gets the play from Coach Acklin. Gain of 4. So Liberty will go with out wide on the far side. Sawyer Morris, now he'll come in tight. Liberty kind of double wing here out of the shotgun. And delay a game. Yeah, delay a game. And that was kind of a problem last week, you know. So it'll back the Liberty Eagles up 5 yards, and it'll bring up 2nd and 11. Graham Toon working out of the double wing shotgun. Tosses it to Parker. Parker's got blockers, gets to the edge. He's going to pick up the first down. Oh, Parker, what are you doing, son? What are you doing?
He thought it was track practice.
I guess. I mean, just lower your shoulder and run through him or get out of bounds. Come on, Parker.
He picked up about 9 there.
Picked up 9. It's going to bring up 3rd and a short 2. Rodriguez comes in for Parker Toon. Eddie will line up out wide to the right. Motion with Sawyer. Split backfield now. And they'll hand it to Sawyer. He's going to go up the middle. Breaks one tackle. Gets to the edge. And will be wrestled down shy of the 10-yard line. but Sawyer Brown will, or Sawyer Morris.
Sawyer Brown.
Sawyer Brown. Yeah. Picks up a big chunk of yardage. 8 days on the road.
Yep.
9:55 to go in the first. Parker Toon checks back in. He's swapping in and out with Eddie Rodriguez. Graham Toon, again, the quarterback with the Liberty Eagles. And he's going to be all alone. Liberty will go with four receivers to the right, Morris to the left. And it's a wide receiver screen to Melby. Melby takes it in. Touchdown, Liberty. Melby with the wide receiver screen to the right side, had a host of blockers, and he'll tippy-toe it in, and the Eagles are on the board, 6-0. That was from, 13
where the ball was.
So the Eagles now, they're going to go for two. Graham Toon stays in at quarterback. Wyatt Cox in there as well. He gets the handoff. It was bobbled, and Toon is bobbled up, and the Liberty Eagles cannot cash in. 6-0, 9:21 to go in the first. Eagles score on their first drive. When we come back, Eagles will kick to the Bulldogs. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Bank of Birchtree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birchtree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birchtree.
All right, welcome back. Again, the Eagles score on their opening drive. Bulldogs are set to return. And looks like, yeah, it'll be Jaron Rutledge kicking off. Wyatt Cox is wearing 44 tonight. As of right now, that's the only oddball number. I think everybody else is pretty much correct with the number. Rutledge set to boot it. Bulldogs await deep at the 10-yard line. Rutledge kicks it deep.
Big boot.
And it's caught inside the 5 and brought down at the 20. Nice job with the return, number 11, Briley Honeycutt. He takes it right up the middle of the field. Bulldogs' first offensive possession here in the first. Liberty leads 6-0. Josiah Leonard will be taking the snaps, and he'll start with two receivers to the left, one to the right, and the slot back just off the tight end on the right side. Liberty with some substituting here going on. Again, officials are going to give Liberty time to get everybody out there. They do. And first and 10, Bulldogs. Empty backfield. Quick snap, going to hand it off, cuts it up the middle, and nowhere to go. Reed Toon, but the first one through was Jaron Rutledge. Jaron Rutledge kind of changed the direction that the Bulldogs were wanting to go, and it was, when he found a place to plant and go, it was right into the arms of Reed Toon. Loss of 2, second and 12. Leonard out of the shotgun again. It's empty. Motion, fakes the handoff. Leonard's going to keep it. He's hit behind the 15-yard line, so it's going to be another loss. And we're looking at third and 16, third and 15. Bulldogs are going to stay empty. Leonard drops back, and he's hit as he's throwing it. And that was Wyatt Cox coming through and getting a big hit on Josiah Leonard. And it brings up fourth down, fourth and 15. For the Bulldogs, punting situation. Melby and Parker Toon will be back deep to receive. Punter for the Bulldogs looks like it's number two. Well, Bryce Beeler.
Well, number 12. They just
oh, is it number 12? Oh, okay, okay. So Josiah Leonard. And it's a false start on the Bulldogs. 5-yard penalty. And that'll put the football at the 10-yard line of the Bulldogs. So Parker Toon and Jasper Melby back to punt. Oh, Liberty got a piece of that. And it's going to be downed at the 25, so the Eagles will have 25 yards to go to get six more points. I'm not sure who got a piece of it, but...
Yeah, I couldn't see either.
Somebody got a piece of it. Back at quarterback, freshman Graham Toon. Rutledge stays in the backfield. He's spotted up to the left. It's 2x2, four receivers, two on each side. Graham back to pass, looks to the middle of the field for Parker, and goes up, can't get it, and the penalty flag is thrown.
Pretty good thrown ball.
It was. It was double coverage. You know, he had to thread it. He had to split two defenders to get it to Parker. I was thinking he may pump fake to Parker. He pull that safety over, and then you got one on one with Sawyer Morris and. Or Melby, either, you know.
Yeah,
I mean,
either one.
Well, Graham comes to the sideline, gets the play. So we'll see Morris and I believe Parker Toon still out there, Melby.
Kyle Roberts.
Yeah, Liberty's going to go empty. Kyle Roberts. Five receivers. See if the Bulldogs will come after Graham. Nope. Rutledge motions back into the backfield. He gets the handoff. Patiently looks and finds a hole. And he's in for six. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Jaron Rutledge. He takes it in from the 13-yard line. And the Eagles go up 12-0 with 7:44 to go in the first. Kind of, you know, what we thought Liberty's going to – probably a lot of things are going to work tonight for Liberty. And, you know, the things that you want to see Liberty work on, again, is just timing and of everything. Liberty for a two-point conversion. And the Bulldogs gobble them up. So – two offensive possessions, two touchdowns, and that was Kyle Roberts trying for the two-point conversion held out. 12-0, 7:44 to go in the first. You're listening to Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry, as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com. bankofbirchtree.com.
Parts City. Now's the time to replace your worn-out brakes and save at Parts City Auto Parts. Get one free set of Brake Best brake pads when you buy two Brake Best Select brake rotors. We can recommend the right brakes for your vehicle at Parts City Auto Parts. Offer in-store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Your local Parts City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View. Parts
City. All right, welcome back. Liberty with the kickoff. Rutledge tries to angle it, but angles it a little too much. Goes out of bounds. So the Bulldogs will have good field position to start their second offensive possession. Last go around, the Bulldogs lost
6 yards.
Five.
It's minus three, minus two, incomplete pass, and then a punt.
One penalty, false start. That was on the punt, I believe. Yeah, it was on the punt. So, first and 10 for Kabul. Josiah Leonard, again, works empty, trips to the right. Quick hitter to the sideline, catch made. And brought down after a 9-yard gain. 81, Quentin Green with the catch, and it brings up second and one. It's quick plays, quick.
Yep.
Little slant. Well, actually, it was kind of a quick out. But he had blockers out front. So second and one. Ball at the Bulldog 44-yard line. Quarterback draw, and I believe he'll get the first down. Josiah Leonard with the draw will keep the drive alive. First and 10 for the Bulldogs at their own 45. Empty backfield again for the Bulldogs. Two receivers out wide to the left. Hugging tight on the right. Back to pass. Middle of the field. Caught. Nice throw. Nice catch. Quentin Green. Forward progress will put him at about the 49-yard line. So a gain of four brings up second and six.
Nice little slant over the middle there.
Yeah. Well, it's quick. It's
just
quick.
Just a one-step drop.
Well, the Bulldogs are beating the Liberty pressure by they're just getting rid of it before Liberty gets there. Bunch formation, one receiver out wide for the Bulldogs. Back to pass, pump fake, sideline, and catch is made. Nope, out of bounds. That was a good play call.
It was.
We'll come back, ran hard, receiver out wide, hit it, which was Green, Quentin Green, hit it hard on the sideline and then just came back. The defender turning his hips around to try and keep up with him. And the
quarterback just threw it to the stick.
Spot,
he just threw it to the stick. So
bring up third and six for the Bulldogs. So Quentin Green now has been targeted three times. Leonard back to pass. And that one was intended for Quentin Green. And it'll bring up fourth down. You know, if you're Kabul, I wouldn't have any problem whatsoever if they went for it.
No.
I mean, it looks like they're going to punt. And again, Josiah Leonard, the quarterback, is the punter as well. Gets the snap. End over end. It's angling. And it will be picked up at the 19 by Melby. Now Melby's got some blockers.
Uh-oh.
He gets to the edge. Gets by another one. Gets to the edge. Now he's cut it upfield. Green is going to... But the Bulldogs do catch him. Huge return.
Catch him at about the 5-yard line.
Jasper Melby
is fast.
Oh, man.
And
he just downshifted down another gear there.
Well, I thought Quentin Green was going to catch him, and then that he just kind of hit another gear, but he was forced out of bounds. I think it was Riley Honeycutt who forced him out of bounds, number 11. 5:31 to go. It's first and goal, Liberty at the Bulldog 5-yard line. And Graham Toon taking the snaps for the Liberty Eagles. Out of the shotgun. 2x2 motion, Melby. And they're going to hand it off to him. He bounces it outside, stutter steps, and punches it in. Touchdown, Liberty. And Jasper Melby, well, he got him there, and he finished it. So Melby with the touchdown, and it makes it 18-0 with 5:23 to go in the first. And the Eagles will try another two-point conversion. They're 0-2 on short yardage attempts. Looking to pass it, and off the hands. Nice throw, and was lead. You know, you were talking about that. The pass was intended for Kyle Roberts, and something that we'd not seen is, you know, our quarterback throwing a receiver open.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, throw it to the spot and let
him. Let him make a play on it. And Graham, good job there. Just let him just a little bit. So 18-0 here in the first, 5:23 to go. We'll take a break and come back with the Liberty kickoff. It's Eagle football on 96.9 The Fox.
Headed to the game? The anchor is open. Early morning on the way to work. The anchor is open. Out for a day of hunting? The Anchor is open. No matter where you're going or when, The Anchor is your locally owned convenience store in Mountain View. With hot food, fresh snacks, cold drinks, fuel, and more, we've got everything you need to keep moving. So when you're on the go, count on The Anchor, Highway 60 in Mountain View. We're here for you.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
Welcome back. 5:16 to go. Liberty kicks it off. Quentin Green with the return. He brings it out to the 22-yard line. First and 10, Bulldogs. 18-0, your score, Liberty with the lead in the first quarter. Leonard, out of the shotgun. Number 11, Honeycutt, the intended receiver.
Just kind
of catch those.
Yeah, just kind of came out of the backfield into the flat there. The ball was there. It just went through the wickets.
Second and 10 for the Bulldogs. Yet to see a running back. It's all been spread motion, but now there's a handoff. And the counter will get out to the 24-yard line?
Yeah, about a yard on that.
That was 11 again. Riley Honeycutt, he was the let the one slip through his hands, but got the carry there. Pickup of, well, they're going to say a yard, so 3rd and 9 for the Bulldogs. Liberty going with 3 down defensive lineman, back to pass, looking downfield and overshot. And it brings up 4th down. Pass was intended for 81, Quentin Green.
He's seemed to have been the
main target.
Yeah.
With the coverage for Liberty was Parker Toon. Bulldogs to punt. And Melby and Parker Toon will go back to return. Angling it here to the near side. Oh, it's going to stay in bounds. Melby gets it. And Melby will be wrestled out of bounds by Briley Honeycutt. Eagles will have it first and 10 at the Bulldog 44-yard line.
Melby was having deja vu all over again.
Yes,
right there, wasn't he?
He was.
Sure, I'll go over here on this sideline and pick that one up.
That time Briley Honeycutt defended his lane better. Out wide for Liberty, number 4, Eddie Rodriguez. Inside receiver on the left side, Kyle Roberts. And then we've got Parker Toon and Melby.
Some kind of equipment malfunction.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that's Sawyer Morris come in for
Eddie
Rodriguez.
First and 10 from the Kabul 44. Jester in motion. He gets the toss. Now he's going to, it's a double pass wide open, and caught is Morris, and Morris is going to take it in for 6-4. Touchdown, Liberty. Touchdown, Sawyer Morris. And the Eagles go up 24-0 with 4:05 to go in the first.
A 44-yard touchdown reception there and pass by Jester.
I mean, it was fun, but looking at it from a play like that, I don't know if it would have to be a lot cleaner to work.
Yeah.
Against a more
polished defense.
Yeah, that's not going to fly again, you know. So the Eagles try for a two-point conversion. They'll toss it, and no good. So the Eagles unable to get a two-point conversion. It's 24-0, 4:05 to go in the first. We will take another 30-second timeout. We'll come back with the Eagle kickoff. It's Liberty Football on the Fox 96.9.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
Pickup truck, sports car.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's football season again, and that means tailgate season at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC. With a great selection and always the best price, you are sure to score big with more for your trade-in than anywhere else. At Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC, West Plains.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
All right, welcome back, and Liberty with the boot. Bulldogs return it out to the 23-yard line, so first and 10 for Kabul. Parker Toon comes, or no, that's not Parker. Parker's wearing number 2 tonight. And it's quarterback draw, and Leonard, he'll get it out to the 30. So he'll pick up a couple. That'll bring up second down. And just shy of the 30-yard line, so gain of a yard, second and 9. 3:35 to go in the first, 24-0 Liberty. Josiah Leonard, empty backfield. rolls to the right, makes the pass, and to Briley Honeycutt, but Honeycutt is met instantly.
Sawyer Morris with a big hit over there.
A lot of moving parts, Liberty. A lot of players coming and going in and off the field. Tucker Thomas comes in. Third and long for the Bulldogs. Back to pass. Throws one up, and it's picked off. Intercepted by Rodriguez. And boom! Well, he tried to get it in.
He tried.
But he ran into a wall at about the five.
What a shot.
I mean,
what a shot.
All right, Eddie.
tuck that ball and get in there, son.
He tried. It just hit a wall, and it didn't give.
He got nailed.
So first and goal for Liberty. Wowzer. That may have left a skid mark, man.
Woo!
Holy moly. Back pass. Graham. Pump fakes. Now looks. Throws it, and it's caught! Crazy catch. Eddie gets the pick. And now he gets the touchdown reception. And the Eagles go up 30-0 from the, well, that's from the 5-yard line. So the Eagles will try another 2-point conversion. Going to work out of the pistol. And there's a handoff to Rutledge. Oh, he cuts it back. And no, denied. The Eagles cannot get a 2-point conversion. It's hard to get 2 yards. They can get the big plays, but 2-point conversions have been hard to come by. The Bulldogs have stymied the Liberty Eagles on the short yardage. 2:22 to go in the first quarter. Liberty 30, Kabul 0. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come right back. It's Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
Hi, welcome back. 30-0 Liberty, 2:22 to go in the first, and the Eagles with the kick. Picked up at the 30 and returned out to the 37. Briley Honeycutt. Kidwell with the return for the Bulldogs. First and 10. 2:17 to go in the first. Again, 30-0 Liberty. Josiah Leonard. Bulldogs work empty. I kind of like that because it's different. Nobody else is doing it in the SCA. Now going to work under center, and it's just going to be a quarterback sneak. And not much there. Forward progress will give him a yard. Second and 9. Just under 2 minutes to go in the first. Cooler temperatures. Last couple of mornings we've had temps in the mid-40s.
Well, it felt good all day today.
Yes. Second and 9 for the Bulldogs. Josiah Leonard waits the snap, takes it. Quick hitter to the right side. And gets it to the 40. and that's 81, Quentin Green. And he'll pick up two on the play, brings up third and seven. Smothers comes out. Matthew Brooks comes in, also checking in. Paxton Hunter. Hunter checks in for Rutledge on third and long. Again, working under center. Quarterback sneak up the middle and gets it out near the Bulldog 45, and it'll bring up fourth and short. Fourth and three. Football is going to be spotted just shy of the Bulldog 45 on the far hash. 30 seconds to go in the first. 30-0 Liberty. Leonard. Oh, there's Wyatt Cox. Gets called for offsides, and that's going to be a 5-yard penalty and automatic first down. I have that as Liberty's second penalty. They had a delay game,
yep,
and then offsides, encroachment. First and 10, Bulldogs at the 49-yard line. Leonard, he's just going to let time roll on out, and that will be the end of the first. So after one quarter of play, Liberty 30, Kabul 0. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We'll come back. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 Fox.
You have a strong future ahead at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. With a wide range of degree programs, you can choose the career path that matches your passion. Here you'll find the family-friendly atmosphere of a small town, combined with a high-quality education you deserve, preparing you to make a positive impact in our community and beyond. Open up a world of possibilities. Online classes begin October 13th. Enroll today at sbuniv.edu.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Remember the first time the kids climbed into your truck? Now they're growing fast, and that old truck just isn't keeping up. At Bailey Chevrolet GMC, we've got the right truck for every season of life, built strong, safe, and ready for the memories still to come. Together, let's drive a Bailey Chevrolet.
This is John Bailey. I want to personally invite you to come by and see us in beautiful downtown Willow Springs and find your next truck today.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle.
Hi.